家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam and whoops, I did it again.
Wow, I love that song too.
Yeah.
我青春的记忆 Britney Spears.
I was gonna say, that's probably 50 years old now, that song.
没有啦
30 years
Anyway, 我们今天不是要谈我们的青春或者小甜甜布莱尼 Who actually is recently in the news Today, we're going to talk about words such as whoops And ouch And meh
Yeah, so a lot of these words that started as sounds And then became words And then kind of migrate their way back to being sounds
Adam, 你觉得他们是不是英语里所谓的 onomatopoeia?
Well, that's what I mean. Maybe somewhere in the process. But now these are words. We're talking about words that we actually write down.
Onomatopoeia 就是拟声词。
Achoo!
对对。那英语里有很多就是 English 拟声词 onomatopoeia that do not exist in Chinese.
Right.
所以我今天就很想跟大家介绍一下这些拟声词。因为虽然他们只是一个声音啊、但是在口语里面如果你恰当适时的用这些会让你的口语非常的很 native 很正宗的感觉、对不对
right.
好那除了说这些很常用的拟声词以外呢我们每一个拟声词后面都会给大家一些 situation 不同的场景啊、你可以用的以及一些 you know full complete English sentences、to tell you what these sounds mean and express
right
好那既然 you started the showWith oops, I did it again. 那我们就来看这个 whoops, 好不好
Okay, whoops. So actually, it's a good thing that you mentioned oops there right now, because again, a lot of these words have different versions, but they all mean the same thing.I made a mistake, or someone made a mistake.
是，所以你的点是在于有些人会说 whoops, 有些人会说 oops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
那 whoops 和 oops 我们中文里面没有嘛？那它到底是什么意思？它要表达的是什么样的情绪呢？
Somebody screwed up. Somebody made a mistake.
就是歌里小甜甜唱的是吧、I did it again.
Yeah, so that one is kind of funny because she's like, whoops, because it's an accident. It's always some kind of accident. You don't mean to do something. But here, the point of that song is that, you know, she played with the boy's heart again.
She broke someone's heart again.
Whoops.
Whoops. You know, if you're not a heartbreaker like Britney... 日常生活当中我们每个人都会 make all kinds of mistakes,
right?
很小的比如说啊我忘了一件什么事情忘了带皮夹了 whoops, 你来买单吧今天。
Right, so I mean, maybe I accidentally called Jenny Benny or something. My name's Jenny. Oh, whoops, sorry.
哦、所以在任何 you made a mistake 这个情况底下你都可以说 whoops, 然后对方就知道说啊 she or he made a mistake.
I mean, I want to be clear, not all mistakes.Some mistakes are very serious.
对对对，这个是比较小的，没有那么严重。
One thing I find a lot of native speakers do is often there are situations where you both try to go through the door at the same time. Or there's a person getting off the elevator, you're getting on the elevator. Usually what we say here is, oops, sorry.Just very, very quickly, just kind of, oh, whoops, sorry.
所以 whoops 你后面经常听到的是 sorry or my bad, 就哦对不起不好意思这个。Or you can also use whoops to comment on someone else's mistake.
Yeah, it's maybe your friend, not some stranger who like falls down. Whoops.
对那个不行那个很幸灾乐祸但是对跟你比较熟悉的朋友啊。
Sometimes babies, when babies kind of do something silly, I think it's funny to say whoops.
Whoops, yeah.
Because baby doesn't know.
另外我觉得公众人物 public figures if they really screwed up 有的时候老百姓就吃瓜群众会说 whoops 你看
well like last year with the pandemic you know a lot of these leaders over here were going overseas to travel and getting caughtAnd so the kind of, when you say whoops here, it's like, it's being very sarcastic. The mistake was not the action, the mistake was getting caught.
Both were mistakes, 好不好? Whoops. 好,那看完 whoops 以后呢,接下来的这一个,我的小孩经常用。
Oh.
因为 I have two boys,、mm-hmm. two sons, so they're very active. 经常互相之间啊，或者自己摔个跤弄疼了，然后就、oh. ouch,
ouch, ouch, mommy.
He just pushed me, or、oh. no, you pushed me.
Whoops.
Whoops, yeah, 都可以一起用、啊。
Yeah, it could be together for sure. So ouch is what we say when something hurts.
就有点疼的东西。
Right, but it's not like, oh, my head hurts because I drank too much last night. It's usually becauselike you say, I fell down, or I hit my foot on the door.
摔跤啦，受伤啦，或者就像我两个儿子打打闹闹的时候，哥哥打我，没有弟弟先弄我，什么ouch。但是除了形容这个身体上的一些疼啊，physical pain 以外，ouch还能形容那种，比如炒股票，损失了很多钱
，ouch，ouch，
因为你的钱包会疼嘛，对不对？Your bank account.
Even better, double ouch would be the next day.After you sell, it goes to the moon.
又涨上去了。那个真的，你说 double ouch,
double ouch.
That's like big ouch.
Yeah,
yeah. 所以呢，大家经常会听到 ouch, that hurts, or ouch, that's gotta hurt.
That's gotta hurt. So I often do use this word too when like friends say, oh, something bad happened to me. I would just say ouch.
Ouch.
As a kind of way to say like, I feel your pain.
Oh, 就是感同身受是不是、
mm. Oh, ouch, that's gotta hurt.
Ouch, that sucks.
Ouch, that sucks.
太糟糕了。
Oh, what are you going to do about it?
诶，其实我觉得你说 ouch 的时候啊， I don't feel like it sounds 很幸灾乐祸。I feel like, just like you said, 我能感到你的 pain, 是吧？
Yeah, it's not like whoops.
Yeah, it's not like whoops, exactly. 好的，那我们今天第三个要说的这个声音 is something Adam likes to use.
What? No, Adam is a very sincere speaker.
没有啊，我不觉得这个声音是不 sincere, 不真诚啊。
嗯。
这个 sound 是
meh
我说你经常喜欢用，就是因为比如你去了一个什么饭店，我问你这个饭店怎么样，你就
nothing to write home about，
那就没有那么特别，是吧？ So this sound meh 就可以来形容一个就比较 average， 是吧？
Yeah，
平平无奇的一个体验。
Yeah， nothing special。
Like you said, nothing to write home about.
Right, right. Now, the other side of this is the I don't care.
That's why I say you use this a lot. 因为你不是那么在乎吃啊什么的，所以就那样啊。
Yeah, I'm thinking about this from a pop culture angle, and in pop culture, this sound is used to represent kids, basically. Meh, whatever. Meh, I don't care.
我觉得所有的这些 sound 啊，就取决于你的态度啦、mm. 你的语气啦、
right.
有的真的会让人觉得听起来哦态度不太好、
right.
Or it could just be, you know, 很 casual 的，对不对？无所谓
meh
对，吃什么不重要，最重要的是比如大家朋友聚在一起。
Right, yeah, yeah. So if you asked me, you know, I saw my friends yesterday, oh, how was that? I probably would not say meh. I'd probably be like, oh, it was great.
It was great, yeah. The food was meh, but, you know, it was great to hang out with my friends.
Yeah, exactly.Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a lot of the English onomatopoeia, especially in American English,
right,
都是从一些电视电影，特别是动画片里面来的。
Some of them, yeah. A lot of these come from The Simpsons.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
因为我们接下来的这个 sound, 我觉得在 Simpsons 里面就经常出现哎。
So the last one was from The Simpsons. Meh.
This, meh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This next one, the sound is duh.
Duh.
Right, and it's supposed to symbolize or represent something stupid or someone stupid.
Duh.
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 Yeah.
Duh 就是一个很显而易见的人人都知道的事情，但是你不知道、
mm.
然后别人就可能跟你说 Duh、
yeah.
比如说你最好的两个朋友他们谈恋爱了、
mm.
你经常跟他们在一起，但是就是你没发现，所有身边的人都发现了、mm. 然后你说 Really? They are dating?
Right.
然后别人就会说 Yeah、
Duh.
那么明显 Duh、
right.
是吧？
Or you are the last one to know, but you don't know that other people know.
哦、oh, ，好，所以你还像大新闻一样的告诉别人说、
so、you wanna tell them, I got news, guys.
你知不知道他们两个在一起、
yeah. No, duh.
No, duh. 他们已经结婚生孩子了。
Right, yeah, exactly. He's already in college.
所以就是很后知后觉的，你可以 duh.
Right, so this one's kind of fun because as you can hear, we kind of vibrate the sound a bit, duh.
Okay, 好，那接下来 let's look at a very simple sound, which is...是不是就是 yeah 就这个意思、啊、
Yeah, I mean, this sound, it means so much to me. But in this case, it really means like, ah, I got it.
哦、oh, 所以就你比如很后知后觉，别人说 duh, 然后你说 oh, I got it.
Right.
Oh, 怪不得他们两个经常就单独活动不带我。
I got it. Okay, I understand.
I understand.好，那 we have a few more left.
Yeah.
This next one.
The next one is something that I love because, you know, Jenny says, oh, I'm a person who doesn't really care. I think I'm actually a person who doesn't really believe a lot of things.
抱怀疑的态度比较 suspicious.
Suspicious might be a bit too strong. Skeptical, a little bit skeptical. So a lot of people will tell me something like, oh, you know, did you hear? They're making a new Harry Potter movie in Vancouver next week. Huh, is that so?
Huh. 所以这个 sound 是就比较持保留意见、保留态度、是吧 ？You have your reservations.
Right.
所以这个时候你就可以用 huh 来表达。
Right.
所以任何事情呢，你不是那么相信，你抱持一些怀疑的时候都可以用 huh. Is that so? 好，那讲到这种比较怀疑、比较保留的态度，我们接下来的这个 sound, it sounds very 怀疑。
Yeah, yeah. This is something that I say a lot because I sometimes don't like to make a decision. So it kind of allows me to put off making a decision till later.
So what sound do you make?
是
吧？
Yeah.
我觉得和中文的听起来是有点像。中文里面我们这种时刻这种 situation 也经常但是英文不同的是 it's 后面是一个 m 结尾
right,
so you need to make that m sound
yeah
I'm not sure about this
right, yeah I don't know
或者有的时候你有不同的意见 you want to you know let the other person know or you want to make some suggestion you can also say How about we try something else?
Right. Now, the key thing here with is don't say it too much. You really do sound like a person who is indecisive.
就特别优柔寡断是吧 I think that's the, you know, the rule with all of these sounds today. 就不要过度使用但是在对的时候使用、
right.
真的会让 native speaker 觉得、你很了解美国的文化
Right.
Alright, 那接下来的一个
Okay, next one you have probably heard me use before. Other people use it too, of course, and that is ugh.
即使不知道这个意思或者没有听过我觉得也能猜出来
I think you can probably guess, yeah, what it means.
First of all, it's not good.
Ugh, you look beautiful.
It's the opposite.
Right, it's disgusting, right? This food is disgusting. Oh, God.
这么 strong 啊、不仅是不好而且是恶心 disgusting
Right, or it's something sucks, you know, like I had to wait in line all day and then they told me to go home and come back tomorrow Ugh, that sucks
Yeah. 或者有的时候 can you believe it?
Right
就你遭到什么很不好的对待啊、待遇啊、
Right
Can you believe it?
Right, now this one, of course, you can also write in text message form and we're going to spell it as U-G-G-H Or maybe U-G-G-G-H Or maybe G-G-G-G-H-H-H-H-H
所以这个 G-H 就是我们用喉咙发的那个 H sound, 对吧
Ugh, that's terrible
好 we've got two left This one, it's a very unique sound
Is it? Don't you guys do it? Sounds like kind of a rabbit
Oh yeah, we do that
Yeah, I mean,
And I do it really well
It's so funny, right? Because I'm sure, I don't want to say every culture does that Because I'm sure in many cultures that means something totally different But for us, we are voicing disapproval I do not approve
不认同
Like, so a mother would do that a lot You boys,
是啊
always fighting, saying ouch
我在想中文里面我们的时候是什么感觉我想觉得在中文里面是有点 that's disgusting 就看到一个恶心的东西好恶心
you guys seem to do it more like before like expressing a thought right like stop and then express a thought
对对对、你很 get 我们哎但是刚刚你说的就你如果对一件事情或者一个人或者他的作为也是来有 reservation 持保留的态度而且不认同的时候你可以就、pretty critical、right?
It is pretty critical The other reason we put it on here is because sometimes our coworkers make a mistake And so they're not critical of other people, they're critical of themselves. Oh, I shouldn't have done that.
自我批判那种是吧？
哦，geez。
啊，就自己对自己很 frustrated。
Right.
Oh yeah, I think 在中文里面也是 frustration.
Right.
哎，怎么，比如考车牌，考三次都不过，怎么又没过？But fourth time was the charm for
me. Nice, bam, you got it.
Bam, I got it. So our last sound today is bam.
Bam, okay, so this one, I think it's supposed to sound like bang, like bam.
Okay. Oh, like Big Bang Theory.
Like Big Bang Theory, like an explosion.
Right.
Like, yeah, so bam, that's it. Bam, you got it.
B-A-M.
Right.
你们很喜欢这个 M sound, like or bam.
Right.
那 bam 是我听你刚刚的用法啊，它好像都是一种鼓励哈，或者一个 celebration，
yeah，
something good happened， someone， 比如 oh， I passed my driving test， bam， you got it，
you got it， good job， yeah， so again， like the kid falls over， you know， you're not gonna say like bam， you fell， you fell over，
no， no， yeah.
but yeah， the kid says something amazing， hey kid， do you know how many planets there are？
Well， there are 8 planets， there used to be 9 and now there'sOnly 8.
Bam! Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Or especially if they didn't get it before and they finally did.
Okay. Well, do you feel our show deserves a bam? We got it.
I think it deserves more than meh. Definitely more than meh. Happily, no ouch. I hope nobody was hurt during this.
我觉得我很想做今天这个话题最主要的原因就是中文里也有很多这样的 sounds，但是和英文非常不一样。
Yeah.
我还记得那个时候我教外国人中文的时候啊，我前一段的这个事业就当时做那样的节目特别受到外国朋友的欢迎。
Right.
因为比如我们的哎呀
I was gonna say it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't exist in English,
well,
right?
Yeah.
But if you say it, you drop it in Chinese. 那时候外国人说哇我中国朋友说你中文好好啊你天天哎呀
literally like the one thing that every foreigner takes back to their own country.
Really? 哎呀
That of麻烦哎呀
Whoops.
Whoops, yeah.
我们也希望大家觉得今天的节目是很有意思而且是学到了在教科书可能还有其他很多教学资源里面学不到的英语非常有趣的一点语言的用法好谢谢大家的收听我们今天的节目就到这下次再见
All right, bye guys